In the time we have left before the music team comes back to lead us, I just want to offer a very short reflection on the love that is coming at Advent. We've reflected on the love that God brings with us in the difficult places of sorrow and loss. But as the prophets look forward to Emmanuel coming into the world, they paint a picture of God bringing us a love that is so much more than that. At Christmas, you often hear a part of Isaiah 9 read. It's pretty familiar words that many of us will have heard at Christmas. It includes these words. It says, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." And even if you've watched the Charlie Brown Christmas Carol, you'll have heard the next part. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." That section in Isaiah 9 is a beautiful celebration of God entering the darkness. A little less familiar, however, are some words two chapters later, still talking about this one that's going to come. Isaiah 11 is still pointing forward to Jesus coming into the world, and it starts this way. Listen to the first 9 verses of Isaiah 11. It says, "Out of the stump of David's family will grow a shoot. Yes, a new branch bearing fruit from the old root. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. He will delight in obeying the Lord. He will not judge by appearance, nor make a decision based on hearsay. He will give justice to the poor and make fair decisions for the exploited. The earth will shake at the force of his word, and one breath from his mouth will destroy the wicked. He will wear righteousness like a belt and truth like an undergarment. In that day, the wolf and the lamb will lie down together. The leopard will lie down with the baby goat. The calf and the yearling will be safe with the lion, and a little child will lead them all. The cow will graze near the bear. The cub and the calf will lie down together. The lion will eat hay like a cow. The baby will play safely near the hole of a cobra. Yes, a little child will put its hand into the nest of deadly snakes without harm. Nothing will hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. For as the waters fill the sea, so the earth will be filled with people who know the Lord." The love that comes with Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, it absolutely wonderfully includes comfort in our loss. But the way this passage describes what comes with Emmanuel is so much more than that. It talks about one who doesn't judge based on appearances. The love that has come is sees past all the outward stuff that sometimes we put on ourselves. Sometimes others put those things on us in terms of labels or pain or scars. It's a love that sees all the way through that into the real us and meets us there. The love that's coming is a love that defends those who suffer because of others, who are the victims of exploitation. I love the second half of verse 4 where it says, "The earth will shake at the force of his word, and one breath from his mouth will destroy the wicked." What's amazing is that the force of his word is not one of anger. The breath of his mouth that destroys the wicked isn't one of hate or treating people in kind. It's the breath of love that overwhelms those who seek to exploit or abuse or destroy or kill in the name of progress or profit. And to make the point of just how powerful the love is that's coming, the prophet paints a picture of absolutely impossible scenes. Even in the animal kingdom, those who would never be caught alive together are found at rest together in this picture that he paints. The wolf and the lamb, the leopard and the baby goat, I like that one because I like leopards and baby goats. But typically, I would not like them together. The calf and the lion. In the middle of these examples, we read this beautiful little thing. It almost feels like a throw-in. It says, a little child will lead them all. Part of me wonders if that's there because as adults, we get too jaded to really believe in a world where the predator among us can actually be overwhelmed by love and freed from the need to pursue prey. The images that continue have these predators become equal to those who used to be prey. The cow will graze near the bear. The cub and the calf will lie down together. The lion will eat hay like a cow. Even snakes will not bite when given the chance. It says the baby will play safely near the hole of a cobra. Yes, a little child will put its hand in a nest of deadly snakes without harm. I'm convinced that this is not primarily a commentary about what's going to happen in the animal kingdom. These predatory animals are common metaphors for those among us who take advantage of others. We use these same kinds of language for people who prey on others. The prophet is looking ahead to a time when love is going to set the agenda, and even those with power to destroy are going to lay it down for the good of all. Verse 9 seems to make it clear that these verses are talking about people when it says, nothing will hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for as the waters fill the sea, so the earth will be filled with people who know the Lord. This is about people who know Jesus and follow the way of love. And this whole agenda-driven world where people are exploited to try and get ahead gets flipped upside down, and love sets the agenda. That's what Emmanuel is bringing into the world for those of us who will follow that way. Straying from my notes, I'll vent for a second because we have time. This is what gets me so frustrated when I say people who claim the name of Jesus at the front lines of exploitation and pushing people down to get ahead. It should never happen. The love we are waiting for, anticipating during Advent, looks like this. This is what we are invited not just to receive when we need comfort, but to live out in a world where the agenda is the exact opposite of this. This is the love that comes in the person of God with us. This is the love we are longing to fill us and change us. And as we are changed, to begin to transform our world into this kind of place. So yes, love wonderfully and so grateful includes comfort in our sadness. But the love that is coming, that has come, that we are, as we move through this Advent season of waiting, we look around and we say, you know, it's not fully here yet. And we're waiting for it. And it will come as we wait for it, as we allow it to be born in us, have it grow in us, and then overflow from us to the world around us that doesn't believe this kind of love is possible. Let me pray, and then we're going to sing a couple of songs just to help us respond and just contemplate this love. God, thank you for your love for us. In this Advent season of waiting, we know that Christ has already come and the Spirit is with us today, and we're waiting for everything to become fully born in us in the world and in the world. God, we thank you that this is the kind of love you invite us to receive and lean into. Thank you for your patience with us as we receive it, and may we learn through the season of waiting. May we learn each day as we live in union with you how to love this kind of love in the world. In Jesus' name, amen.